Hopes are building that the Melbourne Star Observation Wheel will win a reprieve. Joe Maxwell, President of the Docklands Chamber of Commerce. Joe, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you, Jay?
What was going to happen to the wheel if it didn't operate? Was it going to be, you know, pulled apart and removed, or was it just going to stay there?
Oh, I don't know. There was no real discussion on what they were going to do if they couldn't sell it. Let's hope they can sell it and it can stay there. The Docklands skyline is very dark without the bright lights of the Melbourne Star.
So, Joe, rated out of 5. Out of 5, 4 very likely, 1 not so likely. Do you think there'll be a sale?
Oh, I'm probably going to hedge my bets to a 50-50. So, yeah. He's hoping. Look, it'd be good for Docklands if someone does pick it up and buy it and get it up and running again. It'll be sad to see that skyline empty and dark. It's not pretty the way it is now. So the sooner the better for us down here in Docklands.
I'll be going to the Docklands as soon as I finish here this morning. One defining characteristics for me of the Docklands is that it's quite big.
Look, it's huge. We've got 7 kilometres of waterfront down there. And, you know, if you take a walk, if you did that walk of 7 kilometres every day in the sunshine, how beautiful would it be?
So, Joe, I think I'm right in saying that the Star was built. One of the reasons it was built was it would drive foot traffic through the stores in order to get to the gate to get into the Star. So how are those stores going?
Well, as with every trader throughout the metropolitan area of Melbourne, they've all struggled in this time with COVID, with the opening up happening. Let's hope that we still get foot traffic through. The District Docklands have done a lot of work to reinvigorate the stores in there, and there's some great shops in there for shopping. There's a great big Woolies and marketplace there that people shop at. The Melbourne Star certainly did bring traffic in, and it underpinned the small traders down there with, you know, people stopping for a lunch or a coffee or, you know, buying some goodies to remember their trip into Melbourne and things like that. But, you know, we really need people to come back into the whole of the CBD and Docklands in particular.
Good on you, Joe. Joe Maxwell, President of the Docklands Chamber of Commerce.
The Docklands, the area is as big as the CBD.
Yeah.
When you say it's big, it is big.